Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Mark's 9th annual WrestleMania pre-show. You're in for a real treat tonight as we have Doug, Roger, Aaron, and Andrew to go over WrestleMania 34. So let's get into the matches and give our predictions. Who will win and why? So we have Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali for the Cruiserweight title. I'm excited about this match because I know it's going to be a good one. And both these guys have been, their storyline has been, I think, weak. But overall, I'm just excited to see where this thing goes, because are they going to do something where, you know, like a CM Punk thing where Neville comes back after one of them wins? But in this case, if we're not playing anything like that, it's just going to be this how it's going to be. I'm just going to say that I believe Cedric Alexander will be a two-time Cruiserweight champ, and I am looking forward to this match. Unfortunately, it is on the pre-show, though. But Aaron, who do you think is going to come out on top in this match?
I agree with you. I believe it's going to be Cedric Alexander for this one.
I'm also going with Alexander.
I'm going with Alexander, but when did he win it the first time?
That's what I was thinking, too.
He won it against TJP, if I'm correct.
TJP lost to Kendrick. And then Rich Swann beat Kendrick.
Oh, gosh.
I thought Swann beat him.
Now I have to look it up just to make sure, because I don't want to feel like an idiot.
Yeah, we hear the typing going on. We know that Andy's into something right now. And I can tell you,
it is not a folder, but let me...
That he is not a former Cruiserweight champion.
Unfortunately, I am not. And you know what? I am wrong. It would be his first time that he would win, so I'm an idiot. But anyways, yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing him win his first Cruiserweight title. Sorry, that was my bad. Anyways, so now, Roger... The Women's Battle Royale. Who do you think is going to win, and are there any surprises?
I think we'll get some surprises in the sense that we'll get some legends come back. The same people that showed up at the Rumble, I could see is coming back. Ivory's getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. I could see her being there. I could see Molly Holly being there. I don't think you get Trish Alita, as this is a pre-show match, and it's not that big of a deal. To me, this is a two-person match. It's Bayley or Sasha, and the story has pretty much been that Sasha constantly beats Bayley. I could see Bayley getting her revenge, but I think they're higher on Sasha than they are on Bayley, so I'm going to say Sasha wins the Battle Royal.
I agree with Roger in the aspect that this is Bayley versus Sasha. I've actually think they've been kind of downplaying Sasha, so that is why I'm going with her to win this one also.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to go the opposite. I agree with you guys, though, Sasha, Bayley. I'm going to pick Bayley on this one. I do have a small dark horse, and I think that you could see Becky Lynch in there. I think that Becky Lynch is somebody that, you know, if they want SmackDown to be the winner here, but I'm going to say it's going to be Bayley.
And I'm going to go with Sasha Banks on this one as well. I think that she'll be the one that wins. And moving on to the Andre Giant Battle Royale, Doug, who do you think is going to win? Any surprise entrants? What are your thoughts?
I think there are going to be some surprise entrants because they only have like a handful of people announced for this match as it is. Two of them being previous winners in Mojo Rawley and Baron Corbin. But then you also have only just a handful of people. And I'm really, really surprised that they have not announced more people. I would love to see Samoa Joe come back, but I think he's going to be the Monday night surprise. But I really have no idea who's going to win this. I would really love to see a Ty Dillinger win it or something along those lines. But I'm going to go with my pick from somebody who's not even going to be in it. And I'm going to say, I'm going to go with Samoa Joe.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of having the same problem Doug's having, is that there's just not a lot of people announced for this one. I'm going to kind of go off the wall here and say, one of the people at least has had a Raw main event recently, and it's Broken Matt Hardy. So I'm going to say the Woken One, probably maybe with a Bray Wyatt return. Maybe he becomes a Woken Warrior. I'm going to go with Matt wins the Battle Royal.
I'm going to go with my pick from 2 years ago. I'm going to say Kane. I think that this is a good opportunity. I think that this the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, it should be anybody can win it. It shouldn't, because you don't get anything from it, right? You know, so you have Big Show win it, you know, 1 year. I have Cesaro win it, you know, Baron Corbin and Mojo Rawley. It should be anybody, like somebody like Kane should win this. That's that. Those are the type of people that should win it. So I'm going to go with Kane. I think that he has an opportunity here.
All right. I'm going to pick a weird one. I am going to pick Mark Henry to win this. He's never won it. I did look it up before I said it this time. So I believe that he will be the winner here. Now, the other, you know, that goes through the pre-show, unfortunately. Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. You know, this is going to be a tough one. You know, Aaron and Raji, both of you guys have been seeing a lot of his stuff. So I'll start with you, Aaron. Who do you think is going to win this one?
Daniel Bryan did not come out of retirement to lose his first match. So I think that it's fairly simple that Daniel Bryan's going to win. I am pretty happy with the buildup that they have done for this match so far. It goes for long-term storytelling with Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon, and the fact that Daniel Bryan was able to be cleared finally and be able to finally wrestle at WrestleMania, I think is really great. So I'm actually really excited for this match. I see this one probably being an early match, though, you know, because based on everything else that they have going on, this will probably be this might start off the show, you know, amazingly enough. But I'm going to pick Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan.
I agree with Aaron in the sense that this is going to be an early match. I expect this to open the card. They're not going to let Daniel Bryan in New Orleans dwarf Roman Reigns, and they know that his chances are going to be massive. So I expect this to open the night. One thing I'm going to disagree with is that you're right. Daniel Bryan did not come out of retirement to lose his first match. 3 years ago, we said Sting did not sign with the WWE to lose his first match. And who went over? Oh, yeah, that's right. It wasn't Sting. This isn't Daniel Bryan's first match in the WWE. It's his first match back. So I could see them losing. The only reason I say that is because of Kevin and Sammy get their jobs back. And if they don't, that means they go to Raw. And KO and Sammy will be lost in the Raw shuffle. Having said that, I think it's Bryan and Shane. I think the new GM will just hire KO and Sammy back automatically, whoever it is. But I'm going to go with Bryan taps out Sammy.
This is kind of one of those hard ones because you do have Daniel Bryan coming out of retirement to start his career again. And then you also have Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn possibly losing their match, losing their jobs storyline wise. So instantly you want to think, and I'm going to differ with everybody. I'm going to go with KO and Sami winning to stay on SmackDown. And I have them defeating Shane, who hot tags into Daniel Bryan and then takes the pinfall.
Doug, do you think there's any chance that we see a Bryan heel turn?
No, I don't think there is a chance that Bryan turn. I mean, it would be kind of cool to see Daniel Bryan turn on Shane and be like, yeah, this has all been your fault the whole time. And double or backstab him. But I think with how over Daniel Bryan is, there's no way you turn him heel. You just keep him with the face and you keep him the Daniel Bryan, the face and ever the popularity that he is. And even if he did quote unquote turn heel, I think fans would still cheer it.
Yeah. I think it's almost impossible to have him turn, especially at WrestleMania, but that would be interesting. I will say that I still believe that Daniel Bryan will win. And I'm wondering if maybe they're going to put Cena in this match. You never know if Shane can't go for some reason, but you never know. It all depends on Undertaker if he's going to happen, but that'll happen. But yeah, put me down for Daniel Bryan and his partner. So next we have the U.S. title. It's going to be Rusev Day versus Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Randy Orton. I already know who Roger's going to pick. So, Doug, who do you got on this one?
This was an interesting setup. The whole way going up into this, you always thought it was going to be just the triple threat match between Bobby Roode, Randy Orton, and Jinder Mahal. And everything looked like it was set up to do that and go forward that way. The addition of Rusev, I think, changes the dynamic of this match immensely. To a point that I actually care about this match now. Before I didn't. So I'm going to go with my heart on this one, and I want to see a Rusev Day WrestleMania moment, and I'm picking Rusev to win.
This is also a very tough one because I could see – honestly, even Jinder winning. I could see Jinder winning this. You know, just you always have faces win typically at WrestleMania, so you need a heel to actually, you know, get a win at some point in time. So I could see Jinder, but I think I'm going to go Bobby Roode, but I'm so split on this. It's like a, you know, 30% for everybody and then like a, you know, 20% for Jinder, essentially. So I guess I'm going to go Bobby Roode.
I'm kind of torn on this one, though. I'm going to say, when in doubt, go with Randy Orton. He's the golden boy. So I'm picking Orton, but I say that with almost no confidence. I don't think Jinder wins, but it's obviously possible. Other than that, I have no idea. I mean, realistically, you could see all four of these people could win. And I agree with Doug entirely. And then adding Rusev made this a match, going from a match that I was going to skip to I'm interested in this match. So, you know, good job on them to add Rusev. I don't know. I'm picking Orton, but I say it with, like I said, no confidence.
And I'm going to pick Jinder Mahal. Not just because I think that he has a good chance of winning, mostly because I don't want him to win. So, of course, he's going to win. And if I pick him, he won't win. So we'll just leave it at that.
So it's a fatal four way and we each picked somebody different, which I think might be a first for us.
Well, there you go. All right, let's move on to Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor versus The Miz IC title. Aaron, what are your thoughts on this match going into it?
I have liked the buildup. I do feel that, you know, when you look at all the other multi-man matches, this is one of those situations where you probably would rather see a traditional one-on-one match because we have way too many multi-man matches. However, though, having, you know, Finn and having Rollins in there, those two put on a hell of a match on Raw this past Monday. And, you know, they've done it before, obviously, their SummerSlam match and others. So I cannot wait to see them in the ring. And to have Miz in there, I think will be kind of fun. Miz recently had a baby girl, and so there's speculation about him taking time off. And so, you know, of course, you want to have the title on TV. So there is a chance that he is going to drop it. If he is, I'm going to go with Finn. I think Finn needs this more than anybody else. I can see Seth moving on to a different feud. There's rumor that, you know, of course, Roman Reigns is probably going to win and who he's going to be facing coming back. So Rollins is going to have somebody else in the mix. And maybe it's going to be Rollins versus Finn. You know, they might move on to that area. So my pick is going to be Finn for this one.
And see, here's the reason why I picked Jinder in the last match, because I believe they're going to swap the U.S. and the IC title. So Jinder will go to Raw. And I think that Finn Balor will actually go over to SmackDown along with the Balor Club. But that's why I believe that Finn will win this match. And that's my reasoning why I picked Jinder before. So I think that's what will happen. Miz, you're right. You know, just had a child. He's going to want the time off. Give him the time off. Do that swap. Make things fresh again. So, but overall, it's going to be, I think this is actually going to, this might be the sleeper match of the night, because you have, you know, you have three good workers, and I could see it. I mean, realistically, you could have Rollins win, you could have Miz win, and you can have Finn win as well. I mean, it's almost like a 33 and a third percent, you know, unless you had Scott Steiner in the mix. But Doug, who do you think is going to win this match?
So I kind of like your reasoning in the aspect of they're going to switch the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title on from Raw to SmackDown and vice versa. So thinking that, I'm actually going to go with Rollins, because I think Rollins is going over to SmackDown. What better way for him to go over than with the title?
So I'm going to combine both your idea, Andy, and Doug's, because I think that they are going to swap the titles. But I take that back. I think Finn Balor is going to win, and I think it's been fairly obvious. But I do think Rollins is leaving. So I think, to me, Rollins has been booked as the stronger man consistently. Miz obviously is going to take the time off with his daughter, and Balor needs this moment. Rollins has had his moment. His spot is established at the top of the card. He can feud with Roman and Samoa Joe when he comes back and some other people. Balor needs this. He's had no momentum, and he's going nowhere. Even with Money in the Bank, I just don't think that he's going to be the one to win it. So I'm going Balor, but I do think Rollins goes to SmackDown when they do the shakeup, because he needs a fresh change of scenery if he's not going to be shot to the main event.
All right, then moving on to the Raw tag titles. Doug, who do you think is going to win? Braun and we'll say Rey Mysterio versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Who do you think is going to win this match?
Well, we still haven't confirmed that Mysterio is going to be the partner, but that's what the rumor is right now. He's still got to get medically cleared in order to participate in WrestleMania. And it's very interesting to see the biggest battle royal or biggest Royal Rumble has already actually advertised the winner of this match as the tag team champions. So although I had picked Braun to be their opponent at this, and surprisingly, I kind of wish that they'd stay with Braun being the team himself. If they throw somebody in there to be with Braun, I'm going to still say that the Bar wins this match if there's a partner. If it's Braun versus the tag team of the Bar, then I think Braun wins. But since they're forcing him to have a partner, I think that person takes the pinfall and the Bar hold on to it.
I'm going with Braun Strowman. I never trust those little live event promotions because those are always card subject to change. And I don't think you built up Braun Strowman to have him lose to the tag champions at WrestleMania. I think he probably either knocks out a partner and puts him on the apron, or it's, you know, hopefully not someone lame like Big Show, but I'm going Strowman all the way. This is going to be his WrestleMania moment.
I want that to happen. But WWE built him up last year. He should have won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and he got thrown out right away, which was just a, like, what are you doing sort of moment. And there are so many other times that they have, I think, squandered. They've done a great job with Braun, don't get me wrong, but there are some opportunities that they have squandered, and I think this is going to be a situation also where they squander it. You have to have heels win somewhere, and I think that this is a point in time where they're going to have the Bar win over Braun's partner, and then maybe he goes on and feuds with them. But I do want Braun to win very badly.
Can we clarify something? He wasn't just thrown out immediately. The whole group of people ganged up on him to toss him. So it wasn't like he just got chucked. They literally had 20-plus guys team up on him and made him look like the strongest threat. So I wouldn't call that squandering. I agree with you in some instances.
But they gave it to Mojo Rawley.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that was stupid.
Mojo Rawley is the winner.
They gave it to Gronkowski. Let's be clear about this.
I was going to pick Gronk to win the Under the Giant Battle Royale, but I think CM Punk has a better chance of winning it this year. Anyway, so I will pick Braun Strowman in this one. And then moving on to the SmackDown women's title, we have Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. And Aaron, what do you think is going to happen this match?
I like the build up to it. I think that this is one of the women's matches that should be on the card. I don't think the other one should be. I feel that one is completely unnecessary. This one, though, is you have Charlotte Flair, who could theoretically stop Asuka's winning streak. I think that this would be one of those cases where if she did, I don't think I would be very upset about it. The buildup to it, though, hasn't been like super exciting. They haven't done as much, you know, as much conflict as you have seen with like Nia and Alexa. So this is one where I think the buildup could have been a little bit better. But this is Asuka's match to win. So I pick Asuka.
Do you think there's a chance of Carmella cashing in?
Not on this one.
All right. In this case, I'm also going to pick Asuka.
So this is where the smart move is to pick Asuka. It really is to pick Asuka is the smartest move all of us can make. The problem I have with it is the streak has to end sometime. And what better place and who better to take that streak away from her than Charlotte Flair. So I will pick Charlotte.
I agree with Doug in the sense that the streak does have to end sometime. But luckily, you have an out. And that out is Carmella's Money in the Bank. And that's getting cashed in. This she referenced Seth Rollins very early in the when she won the Money in the Bank, talking about how she shouldn't have had it taken away because they didn't take it away when Kane helped him. I think she's been trying to plan this moment for quite some time. I think she's going to cash in, and I think she's going to get pinned by Asuka because they're going to want to do this match down the road, and that is a perfect way for you to have Asuka continue to win. Charlotte doesn't look weak because she technically never got beat for her championship, and Carmella takes the pinfall from Asuka. It would be the first time that someone's cashed in and taken the pinfall in a match they weren't involved in because Rollins is the only one to interrupt. So it's the perfect, you know, oh, look, Carmella's going to make history and pull a Seth Rollins. Oh, oops. So I'm taking Asuka, but she's going to beat Carmella. I think there's a 90% chance Carmella cashes in tonight. Because if she doesn't cash in tonight, the only place that's left that really matters is Money in the Bank.
So, you don't think she'll cash in for the Raw Women's Championship?
No. I mean, I think that'd be a cool idea, but I don't think she will. I don't think she's going to cash in on Nia. I think that match is going to be relatively quick, but we can get to that later.
Yeah, actually, that's what I think will happen, is I think that she won't cash it in on the SmackDown side, but she's going to do it on the Raw side. But, yeah, so moving on to the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers versus the Usos for the tag titles. Roger, who do you have on this one?
So this was confirmed as a TLC match, if I'm correct.
Yes, it is.
So that changes a lot of things, because if this were a normal match, I'd say the Bludgeon Brothers, they're going to dominate. In a TLC match, it's wide open to me, but I'm going Usos because I think this is kind of the reward for, hey, you're finally on the main card. You've been tearing it up with a fantastic gimmick, fantastic matches, and they're the only ones who really haven't had their own moment. You know, the New Day got their moment. The Bludgeon Brothers are still new. I don't think they win here. I think this is the Usos, and I think it'll be a really cool moment for them to not only finally get their first main match card or main match on the card, but they're going to win in a TLC match. So, you know, it's a good way to cap the year for them.
And see, for me, I think the Bludgeon Brothers are actually going to be moving over to Ross, and then they're going to bring, of course, the Balor Club over. So in this case, yes, I think the Usos will definitely win here. It'll be a great match, and I think there's going to be a lot of times where we're like, oh my gosh, who's going to win? Oh no, they're going to win. No, they're going to win. But if you also look at it, New Day won't win. I want them to win, but I don't think they'll win. Usos have been tearing it up. They have changed their gimmick to, they've evolved into something newer, and I believe that is the right way to go with them. So in this case, yes, definitely the Usos, I believe, will be retaining, but I don't think their title reign will last much longer afterwards.
So you're all on the Usos, huh? Well, so am I. I think in a TLC match, it kind of comes down to that kind of aspect of speed and talent and everything like that. And this is the best way to get the Usos a win over the Bludgeon Brothers, who have been dominant the whole time, which makes me think that they're going to go a different way. And I don't think they're going to go with the New Day. I think you move the New Day back over to Raw, get them on that spectacular thing that Raw is again. So give me the Usos.
And we're sweeping it, going Usos.
All right, so let's move over to the Raw tag. Or I'm sorry, the Raw Women's title. And this is a tough one for me, but I am pretty sure I picked the winner on this one. But Doug, I'll let you give your thoughts on this match.
So I have been very, very outspoken as a it is very, very hard to really call this one, because my girl Alexa, she has been put in a horrible, horrible place. And the fact that, I mean, the WWE is just picking on her at this point, putting her in a one-on-one match versus Nia Jax. It's about time, unfortunately. She's had a good run. She's done a wonderful job as a champion, but this is the time to get Nia her win, her first title run, her WrestleMania moment, and move on. And let's have Alexa have that kind of a backwards feud, because she's kind of becoming a little bit stale as champion. I love her to death, but her run as champion has been a struggle, and she's done the best she could that WWE has given her. But it's just, it does need a mix up, and this is the time to do it.
And in this case, I'm actually going to go with Nia Jax as well. But I'm going to throw...
Well, you just said you were going to go with Carmella, minute ago.
But I said Nia Jax will win. Nia Jax, she'll win. But I think Carmella will then cash in on her. And I think something weird is going to happen there, where it's somehow Nia Jax will end up winning the title again. But that's what I think will end up happening.
How about this? Just to make it easy for the record books, for our record keeping, who's going to walk out the Raw Women's Champion? Not who wins.
Ooh,
the match. Who's
going to walk out? Yes. Ooh, I think Carmella.
Nia Jax
will.
Or Carmella.
Carmella will walk out, but I think Nia Jax will actually win.
So your pick then is Carmella.
No, it's Nia Jax. I think Carmella's going to cash in on this match.
So in the match or after the match?
After the match.
I guess that's what really kind of come into.
After the match is over with, I believe that Carmella will finally cash in.
So Nia gets a 2-minute championship?
Yeah. That's what I believe will happen. Because then you can move Carmella over to Raw and Asuka can be on SmackDown. That's what
I think if you're going to have a cash in, it should have been on Alexa. I think Alexa should win. Nia should rampage on her. And then you have Carmella beat her. But I don't think it's going to be a cash in this.
Okay.
Andy, I feel like you're hedging your bets here.
Fine. I'll just put Nia Jax. We'll just leave it at that.
You're just going to say Nia Jax. Okay. I am going to say Carmella. I'm going to say that Carmella is going to walk out the women's champion, the Raw women's champion. I think that she is going to cash in. Asuka is going to be on SmackDown. Carmella is going to go to Raw. And then you have some storylines set up there where it can be her versus Nia, her versus Alexa. You know, you have people there saying, oh, no, I deserve the rematch or I deserve the shot. So that's why I'm going to pick Carmella is going to walk out the women's champion.
And I pick AJ Lee. I don't care. This is the complete opposite to last year where I cared about the Raw title match between the four, you know, three or was it? Yeah, three of the four horsewomen and Nia Jax. This year, I don't give a crap about Nia Jax and Alexa. This match should have been bumped to the pre-show. It's a foregone conclusion, in my opinion. You know, Alexa's been champion basically since Extreme Rules or even before that. She did with what she could, but they haven't booked this division all that well. At this point, it's the Asuka show, and it's going to be the Rousey show here in a second. Nia wins. 5-minute match at most.
All right, let's move on to Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. Oh, my gosh. I am not looking forward to this match. First off, because Ronda cannot act whatsoever. I mean, that's very – if you saw her in – she wasn't in Entourage, was she, Aaron? Was she?
Yeah, she was in the Entourage movie.
Well, that just says how good her acting was because I forgot about it. But anyway,
she's also in Furious 8.
She was in Furious 8. See, exactly. But she can't act. And for some reason, whenever she's talking to the crowd, it's like, on Raw, she just blanked. Like she said something and she did not say it properly. She did not put her voice out there because her talking is done in the ring. She needs an advocate like a Paul Heyman to talk for her. And then go from there, because the one thing Brock Lesnar could not do very well was talk. And I think Paul Heyman needs to help Ronda in this case, or someone else should. But this is going to be a match where I think we already know what's going to happen. I think Ronda Rousey is going to pin Stephanie McMahon, and they're going to win. Even though, it's Triple H. But you never know. He does have an ego and a big schnoz, as they say.
So, similar to what Roger said earlier, when we thought Sting was coming in, there's no way he was going to lose. I would have bet like $1,000 on that he was going to win. Like, why would he ever lose? And it's Triple H. Like, Triple H doesn't need the win. You know, he's not some young upstart. You know, Sting's going to win. And he lost in the most convoluted way possible. I think that this is kind of similar. Like, I could see Triple H winning here. Triple H pinning Kurt Angle, and so Rousey technically gets a loss. I could see that happening, but if I'm gonna be as safe as possible, I'm gonna pick Ronda Rousey to get the win. She's gonna get the tap out here, and very quickly. I would hope that this match is only 5 minutes long. The entrances will probably be longer than the actual match itself. I do not expect much, and this is gonna be probably the second main event of the evening, probably right before the Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar match.
For those of you listening at home, if you don't think Ronda Rousey is winning this match, you don't know wrestling. But this, if I had to put odds on this, I would bet 99.99%. The only reason being what Aaron said, that you can never bet Triple H might not decide he wants to go over. But the way they have put over Ronda, calling her the biggest signing in WWE history, and how they built the entire division around her, and how she's the baddest woman on the planet, she's winning this match, and she's going to make Stephanie tap out. And it is what it is. I don't care about the match. I don't particularly care about Ronda yet. I think she'll be much better when they finally let her go heel. But like Andy said, her acting sucks. She doesn't get it yet. And she's new. but she just doesn't understand the art of being entertaining. She's good when she's just being a destroyer, but talking is not her strength. And I hope she's better in the ring, because, you know, it's one thing when Asuka's only an okay promo in English because she tells a fantastic story in the ring. If she can't wrestle, my God, this crowd is going to turn on her, and it'll be very quickly.
So we're all picking Ronda and Angle, I believe. And I just want this match to be like Asuka versus Dana Brooke 2, where it literally was a quick roll up into the arm bar tap out. That's all I want. I want this to start off being Rousey versus Stephanie. I want Stephanie to run at her like she was going to hit her. Ronda just roll her up, grab the arm bar and tap. And that's the end of the match. That's what this should be. No more than 5 minute match. It won't be, but
you know, this is going 35 minutes, right?
Right. Right.
And Triple H is going to have an entrance that lasts 25 minutes. Right. So it's going to be in the entire hour.
The smart money is Rousey, Angle. You're going to get your ESPN, your Sports Illustrated. Everybody's going to be big into this match. This is your media match. So there should be no other winner than Ronda Rousey.
Aaron, do you think we should even talk about Cena possibly taking on Undertaker?
So just real quick, at the time of the recording, this match has not been announced. With that said, though, they have really been talking about it nonstop, which makes me think that if it's not happening at this year's WrestleMania, it's probably happening at next year's WrestleMania. But I'm going to just talk about it very briefly here. I don't think it's going to happen because of the fact that it has not been announced. But it would not surprise me if it was WrestleMania 35. With that said, if it does happen somehow at WrestleMania 34, I'm going to pick Undertaker to win.
With the possibility of Cena versus Undertaker, I know I've talked to you guys before on the chat and everything. I believe that this is how they should book it, and this is how they should do it. Is Cena comes out and challenges Reigns at the end, kind of like Hogan did at 9 for Yokozuna. He challenges him, but instead the Undertaker will come out and say, "No, I'm taking that challenge." And Undertaker beats Cena to close out WrestleMania, because Vince wants to send everybody home happy. And he has to know that the ending that they have right now, the last match that they have right now, will not send anybody home happy. This kind of ending will. That's all I'm going to say. Undertaker over Cena if it happens.
Yeah, I said it before and I'll say it again. Roman Reigns is closing out this show as the Undisputed Champion. Accept it, deal with it, make peace with it. It is going to happen. I like Doug's idea, but no. I agree with Aaron. This match might not happen. I don't care if it does. I will say that if this was your idea to have this match and not announce it yet, what are you doing? This is very bizarre. This makes me think that something else is going on. Maybe Taker's not ready. Maybe they decided they're going to put Cena in the match with Bryan. I don't know, but this is very weird. And I'm not familiar with any other scenario where we weren't sure if a match was going to happen, and not like a lower card match. This isn't, you know, Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow versus the Funkasaurus guys. Like, this is a marquee match that is not going to be bumped. So the fact that we're unsure if it's happening 5-6 days before Mania is very bizarre to me. You know, if it happens, I take Undertaker, because you can't have him lose a third time, can you? That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. I don't want this match to happen, though. I want Undertaker done. Like, look, I love Taker in his prime. He was fantastic. His series of streak matches with Shawn was great. But we saw what he could do with Roman last year, and it wasn't much. Him and Cena are not going to have a good match. And, you know, it's over with. Flair had an ending. Shawn had an ending. It's time for Taker to be done.
Yeah. So talking about a match that, this is actually the real match that should end WrestleMania, but it won't. And also, in a way, depending on how WrestleMania goes, I don't think I want it to be. We have Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. This is the match we've been wanting to see in WWE for a long time, since we first saw Nakamura come in 2 years ago. and we wanted to see this for the title. And your Royal Rumble winner, Shinsuke Nakamura, I will say it right now, will defeat AJ Styles in match of the night.
I agree with you that Nakamura wins. That's my official pick. I will say, don't get your hopes up. I don't think they're going to give them the time. I really don't. Look, I think this is closer to AJ Shane than it is Nakamura Sammy at TakeOver. I think this will probably get cut tragically short, 15 to 20 minutes. They're not going to give them the time to steal and put on a 4.5-star match and be the thing that everyone's talking about, because the whole entire point is to have people talking about Ronda Rousey on ESPN and Roman Reigns at the end of the night beating Brock Lesnar. They're not going to let AJ and Nakamura outshine them. And that's a shame, because if given the proper amount of time, these two could put on a 5-star match without question. But tonight won't be that night.
And that's why I think
Nakamura wins.
Well, that's why I think this is going to open the show up, because then everyone's going to be like, oh, that was a great match, but now we have to, you know, we have Ronda and whatever. But that's why I think it'll end up opening. But I still think, yeah, you're right. They won't get the time they should get, but I think it's still going to end up being my match of the night. And I just hope that at some point they get a good 30-minute, if not a 40-minute match to go through. That'd be great to me.
It's been our biggest fear this whole time, and we've all been excited about this match. And it is just a matter of time. If they get the time, this is the match of the night. I'm also picking Nakamura just because I do believe AJ is going to be going to Raw. If it wasn't for that aspect, I think AJ holds on, but I do believe that AJ Styles is going to Raw.
I hope you're wrong on that.
I hope so too, but at the same time,
he's screwed if he goes to Raw.
He doesn't have the proper people writing for him. And see, he's been able to shine more on SmackDown. I mean, there's a point where, he wasn't on TV for like 4 weeks in a row, and he's still, he was still the number one guy on SmackDown. That tells you something. But if you bring him over to Raw, where they're going to, they're going to bury him.
He'll be fighting Miz for the Intercontinental Championship for weeks. Mm-hmm. Just is what it is. He'll be fed to Roman a couple times so they can establish the big dog, and then he'll be in the IC title match. I mean, let's just be real. We know that their goal is to get Roman and make him look as strong as possible. And you can't have AJ Styles putting on 25-minute classics on Raw. That's why I don't think he's moving over. That's why I hope he doesn't move over, because we use the term bury far too often, in my opinion. But this is an example where I think they would make a conscious decision to make him look worse, very similar to what they did to Daniel Bryan around 30 and 31, where they tried to cool his jets. I think they would do the same thing to AJ.
That would be my fear for sure. I'm also picking Nakamura, but my thought is they will probably get a little bit of time. I think it will be match of the night. They will probably get more time than what we're expecting. It's not going to be half an hour, but I imagine they'll probably get 20 minutes of a 20-minute match, curtain to curtain. They'll probably want to make it quick then, having them come out as fast as possible. But I also expect this to be closer to the opening than it is to the end.
All right, let's go to the match that no one cares about. Reigns, Lesnar. Yeah, Reigns wins. Aaron?
Yeah, I already filled it in for you guys. I put down Roman Reigns for everybody.
Sweep it.
So
wait. No one has the guts to go with the Beast Incarnate, the most dominant superstar, because the three of you a couple years ago had the audacity to pick Dean Ambrose over Brock Lesnar.
It was a hardcore match.
So you're going to tell me right now that none of you even gives Brock a single sliver of a chance to walk out of Mania still the undisputed champion?
I give him a...
Andy, you picked Triple H to beat Roman Reigns in the main event of 32.
I know.
You're telling me you don't see it? You don't see Brock winning this match?
No. Not even the slyest.
You don't see Brock Lesnar retaining at all?
This is a 3-year plan, and this is hopefully going to be the end of it.
Aaron, no potential hope for Brock Lesnar winning.
5% chance, and even that is a, like... not even 5, like 1% chance, because he's held the title. He's defended the title 4 times in the span of a year. There is no way that they are going to deviate that far from the plan. Even if Lesnar stays with them, yeah, he can win the title back, but they have to crown Roman Reigns. And this is the year they do it. They're finally going to crown Roman Reigns. We're going to get it out of our system. It's going to be done. And then at WrestleMania 35, hopefully it'll be somebody worthwhile going for the titles. But as it stands right now, it is going to be Roman Reigns. And I'm unless he fails a drug, even if he fails a drug test, he's still going to win the title and then just drop it. Like, he is winning. He could kill somebody tomorrow. He is winning the title from jail. All right. Roman Reigns, book it.
He could die in some way, somehow. He'll come out and he'll land on top of Lesnar. And Lesnar would be like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Anyways.
Yeah, despite my impassionate defense, I give Roman Reigns 101% chance of victory. He's winning this title.
We should ask Scott Steiner what his chances of winning are. Anyway, so let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? You're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click stream results with a free stability, and hands-on the best control panel out there. Stop by today to try a free demo. See how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code WrestleMania, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and get a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page. Click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShop.com. Let's talk NXT, probably the best show of the weekend that'll happen on Saturday, April 7th. Moon versus Baszler. Aaron, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Ember Moon. I'm going to have her retain.
This is the time that you have Baszler finally winning. You move Ember up.
Same logic as Doug, but invert it. I think Ember Moon retains and continues to be the heart of the division. Shayna Baszler moves up, potentially a feud with Ronda Rousey. She could join Ronda. There's history there. I think they like the look that Baszler has. She's a good bully. So I have her moving up. Ember wins.
And I have Ember winning this one, too. The next one we have is the Undisputed Era versus Authors of Pain versus Roderick Strong and Dunn. So on this one, this is going to be a tough one. Aaron, what do you got on this?
I think Authors of Pain are going to come up. So I can't pick them. And then Strong and Dunn, just throwing a team together is really hard. I wish that there was somebody else in there that I could pick, because the Undisputed Era, with Bobby Fish being out, I don't see them retaining, but I have to pick them because I don't feel the other two are strong enough at this time. No pun intended.
Pun intended.
Right.
I agree with Ann about the AOP coming up. They're not winning. I did not know this was a triple threat. That's an interesting way to do it since they're doing another triple threat. I think it'll be good. I don't think the story with the Undisputed Era is done yet. So I have them retaining the championships. I think they probably pin Strong and Dunn, one of those two, and maybe that leads to some dissension, but I'm going to go with a chance retaining.
I think because you have Adam Cole in this match that the champs retain, and going with the Undisputed Era.
And we might as well sweep it. Undisputed Era. Next, we have the North American title. We have Adam Cole, baby, EC3. Sullivan or Lars Sullivan, Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, and Killian Dane. Gosh, I brain fart. Anyways, this one's actually, I think, of all of them, this is the toughest one to pick. I've gone back and forth. I think Adam Cole could win, but I think he's just a body there. Hard is Ricochet, but money is EC3. So EC3 will definitely win this one.
Yeah, no, I agree with Andy. This is a very tough one. Ricochet's not winning. I don't see Lars Sullivan winning yet. Other than that, I can see the other four winning. I don't know if Adam Cole needs this right now. I think he's going to be in the title picture sooner rather than later, like the main title picture. So I'm going to go with EC3. I think this is a perfect way for him to win and, let this start to be NX3. So is he Ethan Carter III or is he just EC3?
Just EC3.
So he has no actual name. He just has initials.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Well, I'm going with EC3 from the Indies in Florida.
I'm going to go with my heart on this one. I'm going to go with Ricochet.
I got to say, I'm surprised. I picked EC3 as well, and I thought I was going to be the only one. I thought somebody was going to be like, what? Really? He just got there. Why would you pick him? Like, Andy, it doesn't surprise me, I guess, that you picked it, but Roger, I thought, would, you know, pick somebody else, you know. But yeah, no, EC3 for me.
Well, so
Adam Cole was my other choice. That was really, I was debating between the two of them, but I think Adam Cole has bigger fish to fry right now. No pun intended on that one.
Well, here's my thing. Killian Dane and Lars Sullivan will not win it. I think Ricochet and The Dream will actually feud. And I think in this case, Adam Cole is going to have to be in the tag title picture for a little bit. And EC3 wins. He can do whatever he wants then. But anyways.
Velveteen is my dark horse candidate to win that match.
My question is Adam Cole in the tag match also, or is he just in this one?
Both.
So he's pulling double duty.
Yep.
Adam Cole, baby.
As of this recording, he is.
Right.
We haven't seen
NXT. I'm still going to go with Ricochet, even though your guys' logic is spot on.
All right. So match of the night candidate as well. Gargano versus Ciampa. This has been a tough one for me. And I think that the Psycho Killer will definitely win this match.
See, I'm torn on this one, too. But I believe this is the spot where you get Gargano back. I don't think he's going to move up yet. And this is a story that can keep going, especially if you do have a Gargano win the first one.
This story is not over, and I don't think it's over by a mile. But that means Gargano has to win. He's got to finally get that big win. Beating his former partner is a good big win. So I'm going to say Johnny Gargano. I don't think this is the end. I think you could see an even more deranged Ciampa after he loses and he feels like he can't put him in the rearview mirror and maybe he ups the attacks. Maybe we see something crazy like him attacking Candice LeRae. I don't know, but I do not think this story is over. And the way it's been booked so far is that Gargano isn't a must win. So I'm going to go Gargano.
I'm also picking Gargano. He needs that big win, and this is a great opportunity to get it. And then they'll probably feud at the next one, even the next one. But this is probably going to be the match of the weekend, I think. The build-up to it. I know, Doug, you and Andy, obviously you got to see the start of the feud and to finally see it, you know, come to rest. What is that? 11 months later, you know, you guys finally get to see the end of, or, you know, the beginning of the end of the feud. Here, so it must be even more exciting for you guys, but I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I'm so excited to see it. Plus, you know, it also depends on when this match goes on, because if this closes the show out, then Ciampa will win, and I believe that Gargano will go to 205 Live, because I think they need help there. But oh well, let's move on to the NXT title picture. We have Cien Almas versus Aleister Black. My heart says Aleister Black, and I'm still going to go with him. So Aleister Black will definitely win this match.
This has become another tough one in the fact that Cien's run as champion has actually been pretty good. His match versus Gargano was a good match. They could continue going on with him. Either one of these guys, I do not think they're going to call up, regardless of winner or loser or anything like that. But I hate doing it, but I'm going to go again with the heart because I just want to see it. I want to see Aleister Black win.
So I am very torn because both guys can win this and it makes sense to me. Going forward, I'm not sure what Almas can do. Like, I feel like all of his potential feuds outside of maybe a returning McIntyre are kind of tied up. Whereas if Aleister Black wins, I think there's a lot of people he can feud with, including even Velveteen Dream. Personally, to me, I think Adam Cole and Black are due for a second round, so I can totally see that happening. I just think this is one of those times where you say, let the fans go home. You know, I could see this main eventing just because it's the title, and almost always the NXT title closes. I think there's one example of it not closing, and that was only the big Gargano Ciampa. So I kind of think this might close out the night, but I think the placement in the card would be important. If it's the middle of the show, Almas is retaining. If it's main event, I think Black wins. So I'm going to say Black, but I'm only saying that because I think it main events. If it comes out in the middle, I'm going to know I'm wrong.
And so I 100% agree with Roger. I was going to make the exact same point because Ciampa Gargano is probably, I think, probably going to close the show. You know, and if that's the case, then I agree. Then Aleister Black is not going to win. But we're picking right now. I don't know the card order, so I'm going to pick Aleister Black.
And see, I think that's one of the toughest ones to pick is because it all depends on Gargano Ciampa. Where is that on the card? Because also, you know, because if that is going to be last, I think that may, I don't know if you'd still pick Gargano. But for me, I think no matter what, I think Black will win. And I think that it'll be, he'll go out and they'll probably have the cooldown match. It's horrible to say, but I think the women's match will happen after that. And then I think then you'll bring out Gargano Ciampa, which is sad because realistically, any of these matches, hypothetically, could, besides the women's match, could actually be the main event. That's the weird part. Undisputed Era, that tag match, it could be, Anyways, but yeah, so I'm looking forward to this year's WrestleMania, and really, I'm looking forward to NXT more than anything. WrestleMania is kind of like, okay, it's there, but I think overall, this is going to be a great weekend of wrestling. There's going to be a ton of it out there. You know, you can watch Ring of Honor on Friday night, Hall of Fame, NXT on Saturday, or maybe Ring of Honor's on Saturday. But yeah, no matter what, it's going to be great, though.
Before we close, I have to ask you the same question I asked everybody last year. How do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10 about this card going in?
NXT, 9 out of 10?
No.
Okay.
WrestleMania only.
6 out of 10?
This is where I get it. Except for the Universal title match, the rest of the card I'm decently excited for. Because they added Russo to the U.S. title match, I think that's going to be interesting. You've got three great wrestlers in the Intercontinental match, SmackDown's tag match, Raw's tag match, all have interesting storylines going along with it. Even the women's matches have interesting storylines going with it, which makes me feel like this is going to be a 4 out of 10 WrestleMania. I'm expecting a 6 to 7.
Aaron?
I'm at a 7 right now. There are a lot of good matches on this card. The problem is there are a lot of matches on this card. And I've said before, the last three WrestleManias, 7 hours is way too long for a pay-per-view, in my opinion. I think that, and yeah, you can say, oh, well, the pre-show doesn't count. And yes, it does, because there's three big matches on the pre-show. It's not like just thrown together match. It's not like, oh, it's a random six-man tag. No, these are three real matches that are on the pre-show. WrestleMania is 7 hours long. That is 3 hours too many. WrestleMania should be 4 to 5 hours, plain and simple. And if that was the case, I think that if you cut a lot of the fat, it would be fantastic. So at this point in time, I'm 7 out of 10. Talk to me at the end of the night. You know, obviously, we're going to do our wrap-up show. And I might be, you know, hey, it met my expectations. It definitely was a 7. But, you know, Roman Reigns is going to win. So, you know, they're going to end the show on a down note. So we'll see.
So that's interesting. And I will say this. Doug kind of stole the words right out of my mouth. If not for the main event, and really, the three big matches on Raw are what damper this for me. I'm a 10 out of 10 until you get to those three matches, because I'm excited about the rest of the card. However, I don't give a crap about Cena Taker. I don't really care about Ronda Rousey in that tag match, and I absolutely don't care about Lesnar Reigns because it's a fait accompli. I'm at a 7.5, which kind of concerns me, like Aaron said, because anytime I'm really expecting something good, they disappoint me. So, you know, this card has the potential, with exception of the main event, to be similar to X7 in that we could get great matches top to bottom. But it will end on a down note. And it's WWE. It's 7 hours. I hope this is really good. I hope this makes me feel like 17 and 19 and 24 or even like 31, which we were very lackluster going into. And then it was saved by a very good undercard and a fantastic cash in, you know, the heist of the century. Because this card looks really good. Like, all of the matches outside of the top three on Raw look really, really good. And Alexa Nia also sucks. But, you know, you could have 3 or 4 match of the year type matches, not even counting Daniel Bryan's return. So this could be a very, very good card if they play their cards right.
It is WWE. That's, I guess that's the other thing. Hopefully they don't screw this one up. That's, you know, that's the best way to put it. So yeah, so I'm the lowest with a 6 and out of 10, and Roger's the highest with 7.5, and Aaron's at 7. Doug is 6-7. So overall, yeah, I'm just looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend of wrestling, and we will have an after show, and we'll put it out as soon as we can after WrestleMania is over with. Hopefully it's not 11 o'clock Central Time. That would be great if it wasn't. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this special. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Roger Cave, Doug Hahn, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, see you in the ring.